result, man. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful, thing. Laugh a little more, thing. Tighten up your core, thing. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Okay, it is January 9th, Thursday. This is the first official Four Things podcast that's back for the new year. I'm Amy, and I'm pumped for what is ahead in this new year. Now, this first episode back is four different things, but we all kind of, it has a new year theme because I feel like everybody this time of year is working on making life better. So the first thing we are going to get into is little small things that you can do to make yourself better this year. I mean, these are small things. They're not hard. And I will say that one of the things that I talked about was making your bed. When you hear the thing, you'll hear me talk about it. But what I didn't touch on, because it wasn't mentioned by anybody else in the Reddit thread, was not pressing the snooze button. But I was reminded of it this morning when my alarm went off and I really wanted to press snooze. But I'm a recovering snooze addict, so I don't allow myself to do it because I know if I do it, then I probably will start doing it again. And it's just so not good for you. So I want to add that to the list, but I'm adding it right here in the intro. You won't hear me talk about it in the thing, but just know that if you press snooze, I would like to encourage you this year to try to not be a snoozer. And I know how much snoozing is awesome. Like, I get it. It's amazing. I used to like go to bed at a certain time and set my alarms. Like, I would set up all my different snoozes. My first alarm would go off earlier so that I could press snooze. And that's so messed up if you think about it. Even though I enjoyed it a lot, it just really doesn't set your day up for success. So try not to press snooze. I'll go over that in the first thing. The second thing is going to be deal with fashion for 2020. Like some trends that you're going to see, just a few that I'll share with you in case you're wondering how you can like just dip your toe into what's trendy right now, or the colors for 2020. A lot of people like to know, okay, what colors do I need to focus on for this year that would be really fun to wear and try out? And I will add another note to that in the thing. I later got a note from my friend Kelly because I ran the trends by her because she's my fashion guru, Kelly from Velvet's Edge. And I was talking to her about the pleats, and I share in there that she's kind of depressed about the pleats. She's not into them, but also the puffy sleeves. And she later shared with me, oh, shoot, I wanted you to add that I want to be clear that if you get on board with the puffy sleeve trend, that you keep the bottom really simple and fitted. So if you're puffy on top, keep it fitted on the bottom. So you'll know what I'm talking about when you listen to the second thing. And then the third thing is going to be my word of the year. So I don't know. It's my first time to ever really have a word, and it's nothing profound. Don't worry at all. It's just a word that kept popping into my head over Christmas break. And I thought, oh, when I started seeing people post on Instagram how they had words of the year, I thought, well, maybe this should be my word of the year. So I'm going to share it with y'all. And then maybe if you don't have a word yet, you'll be thinking about your word or words. Some people have multiple words. And then we can all have our words that we focus on this year. And then we'll circle back to those and see how we did later. And then the fourth thing is a little chat that I did with Keaton Claus. She is, Christmas. She's just like Santa Claus, basically. She was on the podcast back in November to talk about how to decorate for Christmas. And I know a lot of y'all appreciated that. But I was going to call her a second ago when I was trying to describe her. I was about to say she's Christmas in a cup, but I don't even know why I was about to say that. But I thought I would finish my sentence since I cut myself off. But yes, Keaton Claus is Christmas in a cup. Like, she's just so awesome and sweet, and I love all her tips. But even though her business is predominantly Christmas, she does stuff year round, and she does online consulting. And she talks about, you know, the different holidays that are coming up. But really, she also talks about how, I mean, it's January, but you probably should start planning for Christmas now. And really why she wants us to do this. And we go through the different holidays of the year and different ways maybe she can help you with consulting online or not. Maybe if you just follow her on Instagram, she'll give you tips. But point is, which I kind of thought she was crazy for this, but she said the last 3 months of the year between Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas just get so hectic and crazy for people. But if we got better at planning all of that stuff earlier in the year, then we could actually enjoy the holiday season a little bit more. And it makes sense if you really think about it. So she's got some ways in the new year that you can start prepping for that. And that'll be the fourth thing. And then at the end, we got the email shout out, bringing that back. That's typically what we do. But I know in the best of shows that y'all were hearing the last 2 weeks, we didn't have that. So anyway, happy to be back. Happy New Year. And here's the episode.
First thing. That's right.
Okay, so here are some small things you can do to better yourself. Someone had posted on Reddit the question, what's something small you can do today to better yourself? And it's a new year, so a lot of people are starting new things. They want to know, like, oh, I just want to make myself better. So these are small things that people put up as suggestions. I read through them and kind of picked ones that I think are good. And I will start off by saying one that was super popular was to start out every day by making your bed. And about a year ago, I put up an episode. It was actually our seventh podcast that went up, episode number 7. And it was January 3rd of last year. I went and looked. And one of the four things was make your bed like a Navy SEAL. And I had a YouTube clip that I played from Admiral McRaven, who was a Navy SEAL. And he was doing a commencement speech, like a graduation speech, and just talked about how important something as simple as making your bed is. And I've only been making my bed for a little over a year, I think. I can't remember exactly when I started, but it was before that. And I felt so much better once I became a bed maker. And I'm 38 years old, so much of my adult life, I was a non-bed maker. I didn't understand bed makers. My sister was someone that had to make her bed every day or her day was horrible. She would like go home and make her bed and her day would get better. And to me, that was lost. It was lost on me totally. I didn't understand it. And then when I started making my bed, I was like, oh, I get it. Like your whole vibe is just different when you wake up and the first thing you do is make your bed. It's a small accomplishment that's the first thing you accomplish in the day that just looks, you know, pretty, kind of gives you that, I can do this. My day is starting off strong. And then when you're going to bed at night, you're like, oh, here's this bed that I made and I did this. And then look at all the other different things I accomplished throughout the day. It is so simple, but it's just feels like your day is just more put together and that you can tackle the day. And that goes along to something else that somebody posted, which is pretty much cleaning your surroundings. They said it's really remarkable how much a clean floor and freshly laundered sheets can improve your state of mind. And I totally agree with that. And something I've started to do is rotate. I used to only have one set of sheets for my bed, which I think is totally fine and normal. A lot of people probably only have one set of sheets because why would you want to waste money and spend on another pair? But sometimes I couldn't wash my sheets as much as I wanted because I didn't have time to fully wash them and then remake it and do all the things. And I invested in another set of sheets and it's been a game changer because days that I really want that clean sheet feeling, I just, right in my cabinet, I have a fresh pair of sheets and I can just rip off the current ones and I don't have to wait for them to be washed and dried and put back on. I can just remake my bed like that. So maybe this year it's time to invest in an extra pair of sheets to keep in your cabinet. That way you can keep them on rotation and it's easy. There was somebody that had some tip recently we talked about on the Bobby Bone Show where they would layer their fitted sheet with like clean, like 3 or 4. They would stack it, just layer on top of each other. And then each time they wanted like clean sheets, all they had to do was peel back the dirty sheet and then boom, a clean one was already on there. So, I mean, that could be a tip, but I just kind of keep mine in my bathroom cabinet where my towels go. Another tip that was put on here to better yourself this year is maybe this is the time to donate and throw out and sell some old stuff that you no longer use and clean out your fridge, which I gotta say, I cleaned out my fridge. We got home from Colorado on the 3rd of January. And the 4th of January, I realized, whoa, I kind of left some stuff in the fridge for 8 days that I shouldn't have. And it just led to me cleaning out everything. And it felt so good to clean everything and wipe it down. And now I opened my fridge. And then I went to the store and I got all new stuff. I checked stuff that was expired to make sure it was thrown out. I mean, there was some stuff I know that we have been using that's totally expired, which maybe, I don't know. I need to Google like the exact rules on expiration because I also saw somebody else put up that food banks, I think, will take, and don't quote me on this, this is something that just came to mind as I was talking about this, but they will take foods, like say pasta or something, if there's an expiration date, they will take that. up to 5 years, because obviously it's not really expired, but maybe you don't necessarily want it in your home, but there is somebody that will eat it. So maybe you don't have to throw it out, like throw it away, like put together a box and like donate it if you want to and see if a place will take it. I don't know. Each place might have different rules. Another thing on here is drink more water, less soda. And I'll just say, we're going to talk about water later on in the podcast. I'll tell you why. It has to do with my fourth thing. Making the habit to show gratitude for the small things in life is something that someone else put. They said that alone is one of the best things you can do for yourself. And with that, I'll say I have been doing that with our Four Things Gratitude Journal, really just recognizing the little things. I mean, sometimes it's been something maybe a little bit more thought out and serious that I've posted about or made a journal entry about. But journaling to me is still new, and I don't think I'm to the point where I'm like writing tons of stuff. But I have had a few days where I've written more, but some days I just write like a few words, and there is nothing wrong with that. Because again, Mary and I made this Four Things Gratitude Journal to be just that. And then my dad, he can't even write because of a stroke that he had, and he's left-handed and he can't use his left arm anymore. And so it's amazing that Mary and I included the stickers in the back. It's my favorite part. Mine is just because I think they're cute and awesome and make it fun. But for my dad, he's like, whoa, this is perfect for me, because he was able to express a page in my journal of what he was thankful for. And this last weekend, he used the dog sticker, the weekend vibe sticker because of the weekend, a football sticker because he loves watching football, and then French fries. And I said, Dad, you haven't even, my dad hasn't eaten food in over a year and a half. And he said, well, I want to put food on there. He goes, because it's when you can't have something that you're really, really thankful for it. Like, he took it for granted when he could have it. And so he put French fries on there. So hopefully one day he'll get to eat again. But my dad even sitting down and doing this, and him and I having a conversation about each of the things, and the dog was for my dog, Kara. And he just talked about how special Kara is to him ever since he's moved to Nashville. And when he comes over, he likes when Kara's next to him and cuddles him and just makes him feel better. And sometimes I take Kara to his assisted living place, and all the people there just love her. And he's so proud that that's his grand dog or whatever you call it. But that was such a simple little activity for my dad to put the stickers down on what he's thankful for. It was a good moment and it was helpful for him. And I know Mary and I have both noticed that when we're expressing our gratitude, and not because we have these journals, I mean, of course we're biased and we obviously think they're amazing and awesome, but we know that not everybody can buy a journal. So we just hope all of y'all will join us in writing down four things a day that you're thankful for. Whether you have a journal or not, it's something that you can do. You just grab any notebook and write down four things. And I think we're going to do a gratitude like a challenge coming up in February. We're still ironing out the details, so I'll give y'all more info, but it's just another way to everybody hold each other accountable for writing down things that you're thankful for. And it's on our cute little tie-dye book, which I will say, coming up in the fashion trends and colors for 2020, tie-dye made the list, and I'll go over the full list when we get to that thing, but our journals are tie-dye, and the four things they say on the front are love hard, choose joy, laugh often, give thanks. Can I just say quickly too, something that I am thankful for, and Mary and I haven't really talked about yet, but we were able to send Project Metashare in Haiti $126,000 over Christmas break because of those of you that decided to do shopping with us the last few months of the year. So if you shopped Espoir, oh my gosh, you should feel a part of something amazing. And Haiti is really going through a time right now. It's tragic, really. And it's especially hard for me to see, knowing that my kids are from there and I desperately want to take my kids home to Haiti. They've been home for 2 years in America. And I said after the 2 year mark, I would try to take them back to visit, you know, where they were born, where their moms are. I want to meet their moms. It's just not looking like I'm going to be able to take them back anytime soon. And that breaks my heart. Things over there are getting crazy expensive because of what's going on. Food for certain people is just astronomical. They can't afford it. Moms, babies aren't having food. Some moms don't have food. They're malnourished. Their milk is drying up, so they can't even breastfeed their babies. And it's just really tragic. And getting supplies, just even being out in general isn't that safe in certain areas. But Project MediShare was extremely grateful. That money is going to be put to great use, and we will keep y'all updated on how they spend that money and different things they're able to do. So just know we are so grateful. And so that's something that I definitely, if I was sharing something from my gratitude journal, it's thank you. Thank you to those of you that have supported Espoir, whether just buying or just telling your friends about it or whatever. We just appreciate that. Another small thing you can do to better yourself is go for a walk, even if it's just a short one. It might not seem like much, but it can make a big difference. Start writing down your goals every day if you want to, and check them off whenever you complete them. That's something you can actually do inside your gratitude journal if you have one, or if you're keeping a notebook to write down what you're thankful for. Go ahead and just write some goals. If you're sitting on a couch, a desk chair, or laying down, and you get up to go to the bathroom or the kitchen, someone suggested taking something with you. Like if you've got empty bottles near you or a dirty dish on your coffee table, knock out two birds with one stone. Like anytime you get up to go do one other thing, see if there's something else you can do quickly with that. That way you're getting stuff done without even really realizing it. So if y'all have any tips of small things that you can do to better yourself, just throw them up on Instagram for people to see, just so we can start spreading the effect of just making ourselves better in this new year, and then make it like a year-round thing.
Second thing.
Okay, so now we've got the fashion trends that you're going to be seeing all year long. And I saw this in Cosmo and immediately texted Kelly from Velvet's Edge. She was like, I need to know about this, which I knew how she felt about the first one because she's already purchased me something that has puffy sleeves. Like I, back in November, went to our company Christmas party and I wore this shirt that has it's like one missing one arm, but the other sleeve has the puffiest sleeve shoulder you've ever seen in your life. And I felt a little uncomfortable with it because I was like, is this for real? Like, I don't really know how I feel about this, but Kelly loved it. And I mean, I obviously thought it was pretty because I mean, I bought it, but she presented it to me like, yes, you're going to want this in your closet. And then after I wore it, and felt self-conscious in it. Then I started seeing on Instagram a bunch of people that I follow wearing puffy sleeved things to holiday parties and whatnot. And so going into 2020, I imagine now I will bust out that shirt again because it says puffy sleeves are what you're going to see. It says here, for the romantic at heart, dramatic sleeves dominated the runways. So when you just need a little extra oomph in your life, focus on your sleeves. So boom. Heard it here in case you heard it somewhere else first. But polka dots, those are a classic print that will be around forever. And for those who like patterns but don't want anything too out there, dots are definitely the way to go, according to Cosmo. And Kelly even agreed. However, pleats are on here. Yeah, pleats came in hot this season and they were saying to wear them all year long. But Kelly said she's struggling with this one because she does not like pleats at all. She said it's actually depressing her that pleats are going to be so popular this year. But, you know, I'm sure she'll come around. There's a lot of times she showed me something and I have not been on board. And then, I don't know, about a year or two later, I get on board. I'm always a little bit behind. She's definitely helped me get between Kelly and Mary, because Mary is very into fashion and paying attention to trends and always knows what's up. And she'll send me like links to things like, you should look at this. So I'm thankful to have people in like that in my life. And I feel like with them, I'm a little bit more on trend than I used to be. And I don't think it's important. You don't have to be on trend. But if it's something like for my job, I like to be and I like to feel cute and confident in whatever I'm wearing. So, but by no means am I saying you need to be on trend, but I appreciate that they are and they help me be more on trend. And I'm like a little less behind. Like maybe I took it from 2 years behind to 1 year behind. And then roomy blazers are another thing. So definitely in 2020, you are going big when it comes to blazers. So get an oversized one if you see one that's super cute. And I mean, yeah, if you go on Instagram, like a lot of times that's what you see. And I will even say like suits, like a power suit is something good to have. At the CMA Awards, Kelly put me in this like pink power suit back in November. And there were so many women there in suits and it was awesome. And I hope that trend continues. I guess maybe like an awesome suit with a roomy blazer would be something that we might see more of. And then colors for 2020, just a heads up, these are ones to look out for, but lavender, butterfly yellow, neon, sunset hues, so like the oranges and reds that you might see in a sunset, lime green, like rainbow, so all the colors together, but a lot of different rainbow patterns, and then tie-dye. So I'm not really sure that tie-dye is a color, more of a print, but it definitely made the list for colors of 2020, which shout out, one more shout out for our Four Things Gratitude Journal. Thank goodness that tie-dye is still going to be in for 2020 because that's what we made our journal, which if y'all remember the first round, we sold out, but we ended up ordering more. And I know we said like, okay, once they're sold out, but there was just so many people that wanted to get one and we had no idea. So we did make a big order. And then once those are out, I guess they'll be done and we'll do another edition with a different color. But yeah, if you still want to get one, you can. RadioAmy.com to get a journal. But, and they support Project Metashare in Haiti. I'm actually looking at mine right now because, well, I had it out when I was talking about it earlier. But it really is like a pretty color of tie-dye. Very bright, which I think goes in line with the colors for 2020. Okay, so there you go. And next thing, I'm going to give you my word of the year. Okay, so I want to share with y'all my word of the year. And this is something when I was skiing in Colorado, I was skiing on ice, which is water, basically. And I could not stop thinking about water. One, because I was really thirsty in Colorado. I mean, you can't drink enough water. It's just crazy how dehydrated I get there. But also, I just was thinking about how, and maybe this is like while I was skiing along on the ice, how I just want to be more fluid this year, a little more go with the flow. I feel like sometimes I can be very rigid and not go with the flow. Not watery, not like just cruising along, having an okay time. And I think that water is something, for one, I want to focus on hydration more this year. I think that I thought I was drinking enough water, but I wasn't. I was close, but I wasn't drinking enough. And Erin Opria, my trainer, she got me this really cool water bottle. I've tried to find it on Amazon and it's not on there, so I don't have it linked. But the brand is like PZ exclamation point. So I'm sure you could Google that. And it has these rubber bands on it. And it's a 32-ounce water bottle. And it came with a little chart inside of the water bottle that had like weight and how much water you should be drinking. So per my weight, I need to be drinking 3 of these. So basically, you know, almost 100 ounces of water a day. And I probably was, I just was really slacking, especially towards the end of the year. And what, ever since Erin gave me this water bottle, though, I took it with me to Colorado and I just loved it. It has these little rubber bands on it that you scoot up out of the ridges to count, keep count of how many you've had. So if you drink one, you roll the rubber band up. You drink 2, you roll another band up. You hit the 3 mark, which is my goal. Because sometimes too, I would just lose track of, I would doubt myself. I could literally have 2 of these and be like, shoot, have I had 2 or have I had 1? I don't know. Like, I don't know how I could not keep track of that myself. But the little bands are pretty nifty. And so that's a water bottle recommendation I wanted to let y'all know about. I'm sure there's other brands that people make. And it's actually a size water bottle that can fit in your bag. I had ordered that ridiculous one that says like, you know, at 8 a.m., you can do this. At 10 p.m., wow, way to go. At 5 p.m., you're almost there. Like, but it's massive. And nobody wants to carry that around. And it's kind of cheesy, but it's fine. I mean, if you have one, I have one and I think it's great, but I'm not carrying it around. I'm just not. But this is one that I can carry around. It helps me track my water. So for one, I think water represents hydration for me. And I really want to stay on top of it this year because I just feel like hydration is so important and for all kinds of things from the inside to the outside. And then I want to be more fluid as a person. I want to be more go with the flow. I don't want to be so uptight, which I don't know if that's a side that y'all on the podcast here get to see of me, but it's definitely a side that some of my family and friends sometimes may see or that I just know about myself. Maybe I don't even outwardly express how uptight I'm feeling, but I am. And it's annoying. So I'm going to be more like water this year. So for 2020, my word of the year is water. And I would love to hear from y'all to see what your words are of the year. There's this girl, Alyssa Haggerty, that I follow on Instagram, and I loved her words for 2020 she posted. And so I reached out to her and I was like, hey, because she put up four words and I thought, well, oh, four words. That's clever. Like, oh, and her four words are actually like really cute together on a tote. So we mocked it up because her four words are curiosity, creativity. Curiosity, creativity, compassion, and candor. So we mocked up those four words on a tote and I sent her a DM and I don't know her at all, but I just sent her the DM on Instagram with the tote mock-up and just said, hey, I saw that these are your four words and, you know, we happen to have a four things tote bag that we make to support Haiti. So would love to send you one with your four words just so that you can have them, like have a tote as a daily reminder of your words for the year as encouragement. And yeah, just to have them right there in front of you. And she replied back. She's like, oh my gosh, yes. She's like, I'd love to just buy a tote. And I'm like, no, I follow you. I love what you put out there. And I would love to just send it to you as a gift and to thank her for the information she puts on Instagram because she is like a functional nutritionist. And I like some of the information that she puts out there and I appreciate it. So sending her a tote as a thank you with her four words. So maybe that could be an idea for all of us is maybe I need to come up with four words and put them like my words for the year. They don't have to all start with the same letter like hers do, but does make it super cute. But, and then put your New Year's resolutions on a tote. There was a couple of other people that I looked through their resolutions and thought like what they were posting on Instagram for the year. And I thought, oh man, like that's something that actually would look really cute on a tote. Like one person was saying they wanted to be intentional and, drink more, well, like with me, drink water, but drink water. I don't know. That's exciting. Like more like drink coffee or drink wine is cute on a tote, but maybe I need to put water on there. But anyway, point is, if you want a daily reminder, maybe you could also put it on a tote like we're doing with your four things, your goals, your four words. Just think of them and then, or maybe order them for a friend and y'all hold each other accountable or don't put them on a tote. I'm just giving y'all this idea because I thought it was super cute and our totes support Haiti at the same time.
Four things with Amy Brown.
So I've got my friend Keaton here, and if you were listening to last November when she was on talking about decorating for Christmas, she's the expert because her business is literally all about that. But you've expanded beyond Christmas. So she's Keaton Claus. Claus is not her real last name, although nope. My husband knew you got married, and he thought for a minute that you married, like, yes. Nick's last name was Claus, which would be hilarious because his name's Nick.
Right? When he asked me that, I was
yeah.
Like,
yeah. So it's not, it's just a clever business name, Keaton Claus, both with K's. It's super cute, KeatonClaus.com. And she came on and talked about Christmas and decorating, and she helped decorate my house for Christmas, which was amazing because she came and did it all. I didn't have to do a thing. And her, I'll speak for you, but in a nutshell, the motto is, like, if you can't afford an assistant all year long, hire
when you need it most,
which yeah. is you come in and you're the assistant during crazy hectic times, which Christmas is definitely that time of year. And maybe not a lot of people will live in Nashville that are listening and maybe they can't have you. And the beauty of it is she also has online design and consulting. So you can go to her website and contact her through there. And it's January. So you might be like, well, why is, you know, Santa's Little Helper on in January? And it's really, we'll get to Christmas, but it's kind of like to prep for the year and think about how you can be more strategic and maybe even save money. Absolutely. With different holidays that are coming up. And I will throw in one other thing about Keaton Claus. When she did my house for Christmas, it looked so great. But then also this week was removal day, which means, yeah, if she puts up your stuff, she also takes it down, which is awesome. When you texted me that my removal day was January 6th, I was like, oh man, I get back from Colorado on the 3rd and I'm only going to get a few more days with my tree. And you're like, well, I can make your removal day January 14th, but my tree was live and it was getting bad. And I didn't water it the whole time we were gone. So it was probably best to just get rid of it. But the wreaths out front with the red bows.
I almost love them.
I know.
Because they really looked good still.
They did. So I wanted to keep those, but they're gone. We have moved on. Yes. And, you know, the next holiday, I think, Valentine's Day, which that's not one you and I were talking before we were recording. And that's not one where you can really reuse and buy and plan for the next year because what is it you said? It's a not live. I mean, it's all live.
Yeah, it's all live. It's candy. It's you know, all kinds of flowers and tablescapes, and it's just all of it ends up being not reusable.
Like you either have to eat it or trash it.
Exactly. That's a great line. Yeah.
So, but I mean, are there any Valentine's Day? Like if people, like it's January 7th now, and like I'm thinking normally it's February 12th because Valentine's Day, honestly, I put that on my husband to make reservations and go Absolutely. Somewhere, but I should probably be more thoughtful and do something for him.
Yeah. So, I mean, the consult thing, a consult goes real far into all the seasons, but Valentine's Day in particular, the reservations, let's just say somebody's getting engaged. I mean, that's all the guy.
Because it happens. Yeah.
It happens all the time. And they can call us and be like, can you help us project manage this whole thing? And that way it's not, the girls have no clue. Sometimes guys can screw that up a little bit.
Yeah. So, and you come in and you're like the behind the scenes secret. You're Cupid.
And they never know. They never know. That's the best part. They think Keaton, that the guys did it.
Cupid Keaton with a K.
There you go.
Or something.
I should come up with every season.
Yeah. And then, so after Valentine's Day, which I would say get on that now. Like if maybe For you're sure. the girl and you want to be in charge, or I actually do have guys that listen to the podcast, right? I mean, reservations can be made now.
Reservations can be made now. Also with flowers. Like a lot of people get on and do like the, I don't know what it is, 800, I don't know.
1-800-Flowers. Yeah.
Something like that. But if you're doing something local, I know like East Nashville has the flower place. I use them a lot. They'll run out of certain flowers. So you can go ahead and put your order in now. That way it's done. Mm. And then they'll just have a delivery date, the date. You can, if you want to do a message, wait and do that later, you can. But
just go ahead and reserve
it. Just go ahead and reserve it because if you wait the week before, then they'll be like, oh, we don't have any white roses left. And they're like, oh, my wife only likes white roses. And they're like, sorry. So we'll do that for you. Or that's just something you can do for yourself. But yeah, the tablescapes and the Valentine stuff. The only other thing that would fall under that increment for us is gifting. So if you have a person that has everything, we can help you come up with an idea that might blow them away. Okay. A lot of people like to leave that for Christmas.
Yeah.
But well, it works for Valentine's Day too. It
probably could hit y'all up. I mean, if consulting, that works anytime. Mm-hmm. Like if you're the little assistant for that, which I will say, Keaton helped me come up with some great gift ideas for people. And I may even need to talk to you about my husband for Valentine's Day. But, you know, it's just you have an outside, like you've got a lot of different ideas and you can even research people and find out things that they like. And you're just really good at it. Like some people have a gift and I really truly think that gift giving is a gift of yours. And if you just feel stuck and you've got a birthday coming up for somebody special, you could just reach out. It's not necessarily a holiday that everybody celebrates, but Keaton might be able to help with that, which is, you know, comforting to know that somebody is out there.
It's like having a friend, but one that's not, you know, doesn't know the person. Like they kind of just come out of left field and go, hey, this is cool. And it's just like having a best friend that just
thinks outside the box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So after Valentine's Day, what's the next like major holiday? 4th of July?
Yes, that's one we specify. There's a lot more in between, but nothing that really like, oh no, sorry, Easter.
Oh yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Duh, I feel so terrible.
Wait, golly, there was the birth of Jesus for Christmas. No, we won't edit. We'll just admit that was my fault. I led you straight into Independence Day.
No, it's totally both our fault.
Which I needed to celebrate Easter. So for sure.
Easter. So Easter's fun because nobody likes to stuff those Easter eggs.
Oh, you do the Easter eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, back to Valentine's Day, though. Like, say so we've got, like, busy moms listening. What about class Valentine's Day for a bunch of kids?
I know that that's super competitive.
It is? I mean, not in my world.
Just wait.
No, no. I don't think if my kids ever, if that is ever an issue in my life, like, no. But I could see where some people it is. And if they want to hire you for that, mm-hmm. more power to them.
It is. I mean, bringing your kids, your classmates stuff, it's like competitive now. So people want to do something creative.
I guess this depends on where you go to school.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. But yeah.
But we'll you're here for it.
I'm here for it. I mean, if you need help, great.
Okay, so that's a thing. So you'll also do that. But then back to Easter, you can stuff the Easter eggs.
We can buy the Easter eggs, stuff the Easter eggs. We can put the Easter eggs out. I mean, because the Easter bunny is supposed to be the person that does all that, right?
Well, the Easter bunny does do it.
Right.
Right.
But if the kids are around, Keaton Claus
right.
comes in.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So that's helpful because, I mean, if we have a lot of working moms, working dads, everybody's staying busy. It just gets nutso. And
then goes for like churches and anything. There's some really grand things that, I mean, it's just kind of like extra hands, you know? That's what we're here for.
Again,
I'm here to serve.
Not a full-time assistant, but an assistant when you need it.
Exactly.
Which I feel like some people listening right now will be like, are you kidding me right now? This is so ridiculous. People are hiring people to do X, Y, and Z. But it's all relative.
It is
all relative.
To kind
of what you have going on in your life and what you have time for and then the budget. And you're not here saying, like, you're not someone that's mm-mm. saying, like, I totally get this, just spending money on
nope.
all
we're
this.
We're about to talk about that.
Because you are a hard working woman. And you, it's not like you grew up this way,
gosh,
but you saw a need with certain clients and you were like, wow, I could do this.
Yes.
And you just felt it on your heart and you went out and now you're an entrepreneur and you're making it happen. But you also want to help people.
I do. It honestly is about serving for mm-hmm. me. And I saw the need and you'll relate to this. I had a girl this year. Actually, she came into my life in October, a mom of three. And she found me on Instagram and she called and was like, I am having a terrible time like thinking about planning for Thanksgiving and Christmas and all these. And I've been needing this forever. I lost my mom this summer. And it's been killing me to get through the holidays and it's going to make me cry because that is serving the purpose, right? It's giving her some time to grieve. She's not having to do it. She can come home. It looks pretty. She can still take the, you know, the gratitude from it, you know? So like she has me on retainer to do tablescapes for every season because she hosts all of her family over. And so while she's just taking the time to grieve and do all that, she was like super thankful, and that's what it's for.
Yeah,
it's just for help.
Yeah,
that's
that is a lot to take off of someone's plate that is juggling those feelings.
Yep.
That's really hard. And then so like as we get past, well, I know we still want to touch on Easter, but since you mentioned like she was hosting for Thanksgiving and Christmas and kind of stressed about that, you mentioned when we were chit-chatting before we went on that like people treat that time of year as just like 3 months out of the year. And what we're going to get into, and because it's the new year and we want to make it easier in a second, is starting to treat Christmas and Thanksgiving, that stressful season, start it now.
Right.
So then it's not stressful. But let's get through, is there any other Easter things?
I mean, really, it's just the tablescapes and the gift buying, the baskets.
Oh, gift baskets. Goodie. Yeah. Easter baskets.
Everything. So when we go to market, we find all these little bitty trinkets and everything that's really cute. And it's not just going to Target, you know, whatever. We pass the wholesale on to our clients. And so it just gives you a little behind the scenes stamp.
Yeah. And then Keaton also shares tips on Instagram, so you could also just follow her at Keaton Claus, KEATYNKLAUS is the handle. And then I guess after that, then there's 4th of July.
Then there's 4th of July, which, you know, we all love a 4th of July party.
Yeah.
I love searching for flags all year. That's like a thing for me.
Really?
Like, yeah, like vintage flags. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It's just always kind of cool.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, parties.
Parties.
Party okay. planning.
So you could help with that if people mm-hmm. want to like host something epic.
Yep.
And like come up with something fun in their neighborhood maybe or have family.
You know what I want someone to hire me for?
What?
It would be so cool. A float. Like for a parade.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If someone's listening, please.
And you have a parade in your town.
Hire me for that. We'll come up with some ideas.
We're in Colorado a lot for the 4th of July. And we are either in Creed or Pagosa, which are both really small towns. Pagosa Springs. And we've been to parades at in both of those towns. And they're so awesome.
Like, I love a parade.
I love a good small town parade. I mean, there's big city parades too. But
no, but I love a parade. It doesn't matter where they're at.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are the ones that I've attended in the last few years. And shout out. We'll probably be in Pagosa this summer. I'll see. I'll see if anybody needs any help with the...
Fly out to there.
A float or a parade.
Where do you even fly into?
Durango.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like an hour from there. Except for when we went over Christmas, I found way cheaper tickets and wanted to save a bunch of money. Because when you're flying four people, now it's not just me and my husband. Now you got two kids. So I thought, well, oh my gosh, we have to do this. And so we flew into Albuquerque, New Mexico. And in the summertime, you can probably make the drive in like 3.5 or 4 hours.
Okay.
In the winter, it's 5 hours because you don't know the road conditions and whatnot. So, but in my mind, I kept thinking 3 hours, not that bad. Well, my poor kids, after we flew from Nashville, layover in Minneapolis to Albuquerque, then in a car, 5 hours to Pagosa, I was about to just be like, whatever money we saved, I do not care. Let's change our tickets back. But we kept them. And then later, I was thankful for the money that we saved and that it was wise and smart. Yeah. So longest travel day ever to get there. But we had a great time, which that was for Christmas and it was awesome. So then after, what's the next holiday that people, Halloween.
Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
We get back to, oh my gosh, everyone's losing their mind because they have so many weeks to get everything done.
Yeah.
Which is what I don't want people to feel like. If you're not hiring me, I just would rather just give you all my secrets. You don't have to be as stressed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, my idea, like, just, is it okay if we just break it down from like a Christmas standpoint?
Sure.
Okay. That might make it easier. When I do a removal for Christmas, my first question is, are you interested in hiring us again for the second season or postseason? And if the answer is yes, I will take everything down and ask them, have you seen anything this season that I've done or on Instagram or anything that you want to, sort of imitate that you've seen before, and we'll make a list like, what do we want to transfer out? So I'll put things that we didn't necessarily love to a pile, and I'll put the other ones that we did in a tote. You've seen your totes.
Yes.
And so then we have this list once I've left. And if you keep that list in hand, the next 2 months, January, February, is the best time to buy Christmas. And I know that sounds crazy because it's not in stores. But if you search it online, it is out there. Everyone has inventory.
So with
overflow.
That said, because we're using Christmas as the example, that could be Halloween, Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It's like not, most of the time we're thinking about it October 1st or November 1st or December 1st. Mm-hmm. But you're saying like now, right now.
Right. And it's things that you've seen that season that are going to be on sale.
Yeah.
Which is how I like to buy, especially for my clients, because they're saving so much money.
Right.
You know?
And like everything that you bought for me, you passed that price. Like if you bought it wholesale, I paid for it.
Exactly.
And I paid for it wholesale and you passed that deal on to me. So yeah.
I feel like that's what you're hiring somebody. That's the right thing to do.
Right. So. Okay. So shop for it now.
Mm-hmm. So after that, I would recommend if you're a Pinterest fan or you have anything else that you like to pin to, make a Pinterest board each season. So if it's Halloween 2019, we just did that, so that would be wiped, right? So go Halloween 2020, Christmas 2020, July 4th 2020, and add things that you saw the previous year and kind of follow that rule. And the list, back to the list, only purchase the things that are on your list.
Right.
Don't just go buy a random
rose gold reindeer from Target, because I did that. before I had you in my life, I went to Target. Don't. I mean, that place will get you.
It will.
I go and I have that. They have that little section that looks just so cute with everything, and I'm like, I need it all. So I buy it, and then it's just ridiculous. And then it's Christmas stuff. Like literally, what have I done with the reindeer, rose gold reindeer with little white fur coats?
Did you get it out?
They don't have them anymore.
Oh, okay.
I donated them like a year later because I was like, why did I buy these?
Right. It doesn't go with anything.
Right, it doesn't. Yeah. So, yeah, it, obviously I didn't have a list.
Yeah.
But if you do make a list, stick to the list.
Stick to the list. Stick to the Pinterest board.
And, well, I don't do Pinterest, but yeah.
Okay. Same thing. I mean, take pictures on your phone, whatever, screenshot. But just create that element that you like and only follow that rule. Mm-hmm. You will save tons of time and money. And then by the time October hits, I mean...
You're good.
You're not running around like a crazy person.
Right. And you could even start Christmas shopping.
Oh, I shop year round.
Okay. That's smart. I want to do that this year.
It's like hard kids, I will say. I don't recommend it with kids because their interests change.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But for adults.
But I mean, through the year. I don't mean like literally right now in January you could start Christmas shopping. But
you could though.
But just set a goal for, yeah. Or if you see something on sale and maybe have, what do you recommend? Like having a space in your closet or a drawer where you hide stuff?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I love totes because I love everything to go away. Like storage totes.
You mean like clear boxes with a lid?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Not a tote bag.
Not a four things tote bag. But
or if you want to put them in a four.
Well, not much would fit in there really, but although I do fit quite a bit. But like a bin, like a storage bin. And yeah, it could just be go to gifts. Or now would be a time too to buy wrapping paper and all that because it's on sale.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can save so much. I can't even tell you. There's so many clients. That's why that's our first question. Because everyone wants to save a dime. Mm-hmm. Myself included. And it also takes everything less stressful on me when I'm trying to delegate 30 clients and from October to.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know people work, if they're calling you last minute, you want to accommodate, but.
I want to accommodate, but a lot of times product isn't available. So I'm like, oh my gosh, if we do a list now, I have 9 months to do all the things mm-hmm. and it just helps everybody.
Yeah. Okay. So if you've got a list, you make it and you shop only throughout the year for what's on that list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put it in your phone.
Okay. Send yourself an email.
Send yourself an email.
That way
but if it's on your phone, I feel like if you're at Target, you'll be like, ooh, the Keaton Claus list. I will not buy that gold reindeer.
Rose gold.
Rose
with
gold.
With a fur coat. Like a little fur, like, I don't know what you call it, but it was cute and it tied.
So just basically what I'm saying is just break the cycle and be intentional with your purchase.
With your purchases for any holiday.
Any holiday.
Because we can all blow all kinds of money on trinkets. And even Target will get you with that cute little dollar section when you walk in, which is great because they're just $1 or $3 or whatever, or 10.
I do have an actual... storage tote of just dollar stuff.
Dollar
that is
stuff.
A weakness of mine, the dollar.
Well, but
aisle.
That's what I mean. Like that at least is just a dollar or so, and it's stuff you could put out, which I am a little bit thankful for that, but it does get me sometimes or gets
the
my
other
kids.
Thing we talked about too is budget. So we walked into yours, we had a budget, and then at the end of it, you have to go, was it worth the budget or was it not worth the budget? So it's the same thing with anyone buying their own stuff. Did I spend way too much money? Or did I not spend enough?
I know, and I feel like this is the time of year, too, where you're evaluating.
You are,
what,
or I am.
What, we are. Like, okay, what did we spend on Christmas, and how can we do better next year?
Yeah.
And what do we want Christmas to look like? And maybe, you know, traditions, you're big on that and creating memories. Like, how can you even now prepare for more memories this year with these different holidays? And you can help with that. And you love that. Like I loved even at Christmas time, you posted that your family, what y'all love to make these sugar cookies every year. And you're going to share the recipe.
Yes.
And just, I think even following you for different ideas like that, so people can know like, oh, does my family have some recipe we can make every year? Whether it's
just a start one,
depending on when it is, or maybe if it's the 4th of July. Like, my mom always loved to make cherry berry on a cloud. Do you know what cherry berry on a cloud is? Oh my gosh, it's so good. But like, I've never taken the time to make it because the meringue and then the... I know, I have to. And I can make it like red, white, and blue and do a thing. And like, that could be our 4th of July
I'm going to hold you to that.
Right. And so it doesn't necessarily have to be that, you know, you're taking this time to think about, yes, how am I going to save money this year? Or whatever, like throughout, lay it out and make it less stressful. But also, what am I going to do this year to be intentional about the holidays and making memories with my family?
And you know what's great about that?
What?
It's a new decade.
Yes.
So it's a perfect time to do that.
Yeah. To start, like, hit.
Start fresh. Clean
slate. Start fresh.
Is there ones that you don't like?
Traditions you don't like, you need to get rid of.
Exactly. Right?
I guess I have a few about that. Yeah. Well, my Christmas morning, we do every morning, my family in Alabama, my sister, like people all over are making it. We text each other pictures because if we're not all together. But for years, we've been doing sausage gravy over cinnamon rolls. And it sounds weird, but it's amazing because it's a salty, sweet, like, and you get spicy, like Jimmy Dean sausage. Well, I went to Turnip Truck, which is like a natural grocer here in Nashville. They don't have Jimmy Dean.
They don't have Jimmy
and
Dean.
I was like, well, where's your sausage? And they were like, well, we have this one right here. And they're like, but it's chorizo flavored sausage, which is like really spicy and Mexican and it's different than spicy Jimmy Dean. That's just got like a little kick to it. This was like straight up like chorizo, but sausage, like ground. So I got it. And then, but because of the chorizo flavoring spices, it was orange instead of, so it wasn't a white gravy with meat sausage
that
in it.
That would have ruined it for
me. It was orange. I mean, it was fine. So I was like, well, I mean, my dad helped me make the gravy, even though he can't eat. He has a feeding tube, but he's the cook in our life. And I didn't know how to really make great gravy. Normally my sister does it, but we were here Christmas Day before we went to Colorado. And so we did it. And I decided to do homemade from scratch gluten-free cinnamon rolls. Normally I buy Pillsbury Doughboy or whatever. Well, no, that's not true. If I do it, that's what I do. But if I'm with my sister, she does Pioneer Woman's cinnamon rolls. Have you ever had those?
I have not had that.
Oh my gosh.
Where do you get?
Pioneer Woman, you make them from scratch.
Oh.
Hey, do you know Pioneer Woman?
No. Should I?
Yeah.
Oh.
Her cookbook's amazing.
Okay, sorry.
She's, you know,
I like
everything's
to
got,
I'm a cook.
Everything's got like a stick of butter and awesome. But that's a good recipe, but I wanted like a healthier version. So I did like simple ingredients from scratch, gluten free from the Kale Junkie. And I mean, they turned out okay. I just think it was my first time making and I didn't, I kind of messed up. So it was funky cinnamon rolls, which were good, but chorizo sausage gravy on top. And so I'm not scratching that tradition because I love it, but I'm going to go back to the original plan.
You'll remember that one is the best.
Right.
Out of all the others, you're going to remember the chorizo one.
Yeah. So the orange, stuff that was on top of the cinnamon rolls. So that's a tradition I'd want to go back to the basics on. But so just be thinking about that. Follow along with Keaton. Hit her up if you have questions. Slide into her DM. She's been a friend of mine for a while now, and I'm super thankful. Definitely made my Christmas easier. And even, get this, I don't know if we talked about, you hadn't decorated by the first time we recorded. When we recorded,
you hadn't decorated yet.
But when I came home, everything was decorated and I had bought zero presents, but there was presents under my tree wrapped in everything. And it was amazing. They had nothing in them, but that's a tip. That's a trick.
It's a total trick.
Yeah.
Ooh, I actually want to share this trick because I tested it on your house.
Oh, okay.
And your people will love it. So I wanted to give it to you first.
Okay. What is it?
The red bows on your porch. Mm-hmm. They're actual interior bows. Like velvet. They're not meant for exterior. I took a huge chance putting them exterior where weather could get on them because sometimes the dye will run.
Oh.
And I didn't tell you because I was like, I'm going to take a chance. I will fix it if it didn't, you know, if it messed up her white. But I sprayed protectant, like shoe protectant on them and they are in mint condition and now I can use them next year.
Boom. Okay.
So you just spray them down. you know how much.
Oh, is it a lot cheaper to buy?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. Like the ribbon, velvet ribbon is expensive.
Oh, I didn't know.
So you just saved so much money. Oh, well, Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Okay, so Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you, Keaton, for coming on to talk to us about holidays and this year and how to hopefully make it a little less stressful. Just plan ahead.
Plan ahead.
Make lists. Stick to your budget.
Call me if you're questioning it.
And there you go.
All right.
Hit up Keaton. Bye. Okay, time for the email shout out. And this is a note I got from a listener named Becca. And I appreciated her email. I needed to be corrected on something. And she corrected me. And it was something when I read her email, I was like, oh, I have heard that. And I did know that. And sometimes I just say the wrong thing. Like I'm talking quickly and it definitely wasn't something I said on purpose. But once I really stop and think about it, when she corrected me, I'm like, oh yeah, she's right. And so hopefully now it'll stick into my brain and I won't say it wrong again. So here is my email from Becca. Hey, Amy, Happy New Year. I'm so thankful for your podcast and enjoy all parts. I've ordered off your Amazon list and shopped so many times from a spa on the shop forward. I love all the things that y'all have done and what you do to promote health, well-being, and joy in life. So thank you. While listening to the Four Things Q&A episode that you did with Scuba Steve, which side note here, this is me talking about the email. The fifth thing is my Q&A episode. And Scuba Steve is the new executive producer on the Bobby Bones Show, and he came and helped me with the Q&A. Like sometimes I bring on a guest to do the questions. That episode comes out every Tuesday, and then this Four Things episode is every Thursday, but it's all part of the Four Things brand. Get it? Got it? Okay. So back to the email. You mentioned during one of the questions about not eating hormone-free chicken. It was a brief comment, but I wanted to debunk the misconception that chickens have added hormones in their diets or are administered hormones in any way after they hatch. It is against FDA regulations to administer hormones to poultry, which includes turkeys. Advertising poultry as hormone-free is simply a marketing tool to allure people to buy their specific products. I've had to explain this to multiple people throughout various times, so please don't misinterpret this communication as me being harsh or brash. I simply choose to educate. On the flip side, free range, organic, and cage free are types of housing systems where birds are raised and is more of a marketing tool that drives consumers to buy their products based on personal beliefs. These facilities are regularly inspected to see that the birds are raised and maintained as advertised. I hope this clears up some of the misconceptions that are out there. Appreciate you, Becky, from NC State University, from the Department of Poultry Science. So, Becky definitely knows what she's talking about, and I appreciate this email. And another reason, well, first, I just wanted to clear that up in case any of you out there also happen to say, like, you want hormone-free chicken. Or you may say, I don't, you know, that you want to eat that way, that this clears that up in how we speak and we know what we're talking about. But also how to send a nice email to clear up a misconception or to help educate somebody. Because I can take an email like this all day long. Like I said something and she knows that how I said it was wrong. So she wanted to send me an email to ultimately correct me, but she did it in such a nice way. And I loved it. Like, I love getting this email. Becca, thank you so much. However, sometimes I get emails from something that I've said, and it's done so in such a negative, like, just makes me feel stupid kind of a way that it hurts. And then I get frustrated when I really should still be able to take the email and know that maybe I said something wrong and it was criticism. But, you know, constructive criticism is definitely easier to take. And when it's written in a nice way like this, like that's how we should be to people. And I know a lot of times it's not just me. There might be somebody else you want to send, like, you know, that's misinformed or has a misconception about something that you're more educated on and you'd like to tell them. Like you can do so, just do so in a thoughtful, nice way. So Becca just wanted to say thank you for this email, and thank you for emailing me. And if anybody else has emails, for the shout out or something to correct me on or just something you want to share with me or a question for the fifth thing, the Tuesday episodes, just hit me up, fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. And then for anything, Espoir, Pimp and Joy, RadioAmy.com as always, or my Amazon list where I have a lot of my favorite products that I use and whatnot. I get questions a lot of where that all lives, and the simplest way for you to get to all of it is RadioAmy.com. Okay, boom, bye. Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. EK. Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. Casserole things, little food for your soul, things. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things. With Amy Brown.